As we head toward a new year, we head toward changes and new regulations and restrictions regarding the SNAP program. This will affect the roughly 850,000 people in New Jersey who rely on the food assistance program. You will no doubt receive notification if you are on the SNAP program, but just a brief overview. There'll be a requirement to show and prove that you've worked in, or volunteered at least 80 hours a month. You might actually be enrolled or told to enroll in training programs. Those are just a few of the new requirements. It's estimated that this law, all these changes are being mandated, will cut about $186 billion nationwide from the SNAP program over the next decade. And about, here in New Jersey, 400,000 households could either lose some or all of the program benefits. This new law and this new setup is going to shift somewhere between $100 million and $300 million in costs from the federal government to New Jersey taxpayers. That's going to New Jersey Department of Human Services. This will cost New Jersey County government around $78 million in new expenses each year. Got a quiz for you. What is the average SNAP benefit per day here in New Jersey? $6.20. That might get you, what, a moderate quality TV dinner? But yet, they're cutting $186 billion nationwide over the next decade. And with those new work requirements put out there in such a general way, brings about a question, at least on my part. What about if you're homeless, or you have a physical disability, or you're having a mental health situation? What if you're involved with seasonal work, or if you're waiting for a job to start? How about that? Oh, I have no doubt they probably have a concept of a plan sitting there somewhere to cover all of that.